This fall, 5 more schools will offer an intensive STEM education, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, to students who are serious about federal cybersecurity careers. Now, these centers of academic excellence are overseen jointly by the National Security Agency and the Homeland Security Department. Schools have to pass a meticulous screening process to qualify for the program. Steve LaFountain is dean of the NSA's College of Cyber.
The program was created, we're now in our third year, so it was created almost 3 years ago, with the intent of creating graduates with a deeper understanding of the low-level basics of computer science. A lot of schools are focusing on web applications and web services. That's where the jobs are. But for a lot of our needs, we need people that understand the depth of operating systems and low-level programming. And so we created the program with the requirements that focus on those skills. The programs were created. The first schools are now just starting to see the first graduates emerge, and we're hoping that it continues to grow. We're now up to 13 schools have now qualified for the designation as a center of excellence in cyber operations, and we're hoping to grow that to about 25.
So explain what exactly this is. You don't have colleges on universities. Is it a curriculum, or is it sort of an agreement with individual schools that they will teach something in particular?
Yeah, as part of our program, what we defined is a set of what we call knowledge units. And we have requirements for, there's a set of mandatory knowledge units and there's a set of optional knowledge units. And the requirements for designation as a center of excellence require that the school's curriculum address all of the mandatory knowledge units and a number of the optional knowledge units. They don't have to address all of them, but some number of the optional knowledge units. So basically what we're looking for are schools whose curriculum include the education in areas that we're looking for.
This is not something that these schools would ordinarily have taught already if they are computer science majors?
Well, it's a lot of the skills are things that they used to teach, but they've kind of de-emphasized in the world that we have today. Like I said, a lot of jobs now are in web applications, so they're teaching web programming. What we're looking for is to teach operating systems internals programming, which there are fewer jobs out there, so the schools are de-emphasizing those skill areas. So we're just looking for a small number of schools. Like I said, we only want the program to grow to maybe about 25 schools. We think that'll meet the need that will continue to teach these lower-level skills.
What is the need exactly?
Well, the need is for people that can analyze and understand how cyber attacks work. So typically, cyber attacks focus on low-level programming, assembly-level programming, down at the internals of the operating system or deep in the details of the networks. They don't typically take place in the upper level application layers. So the skills are to have the programming proficiency, the operating systems knowledge, the networking knowledge to do the analysis of these types of attacks.
So if the hackers or the people you're trying to keep out of federal and NSA networks understand this, do the faculties at the schools you're partnering with, do they still understand it and still able to teach it?
Yes. There are typically the faculty at the schools that meet our requirements are ones that just have either personal interest in this area or their research focuses in this area. So they have a deep understanding of what it takes. And so, yes, they definitely have the knowledge to teach it, but they are not in great numbers out there, let's say.
And tell us about the graduates. I mean, how many are they and what do they do now?
Well, they're just starting to graduate. The program was designed for either 4-year undergraduate programs or, say, 2-year master's degree programs. So some of those 2-year master's graduates are starting to emerge. And the intent is to give them the skills to work for the intelligence community, military operations, and law enforcement operations that have a need for people with these skills. These skills are also transferable in large part to many sectors of academia and industry throughout the country.
We're speaking with Steve LaFountain. He's the dean of the College of Cyber at the National Security Agency. Now, you say that there's not that many jobs relative to the web services jobs and the mobile applications jobs and so forth. So is there a quid pro quo that those people will have first-in-line chance at jobs at NSA and other elements of the intelligence community?
The benefit to the school is that they get a dedicated liaison who works with the faculty to understand the research interests at the school, to understand the curriculum at the school, and to also interact with the students to make the students aware of job opportunities that are available to them when they graduate. So it gives the students some insight that they would otherwise not have as to what's available to them.
And do the students get access to NSA in other ways, such as internships or getting to work on perhaps research projects or other things that the agency is working on?
Yes, the students, as part of the CAE and Cyber Operations Program, we have a summer intern program. It's dedicated for that program, and it's a 12-week paid internship where the students come in. We keep them together as a cohort, and we give them some specialized training in key technology areas. They get a lot of briefings from NSA subject matter experts on, you know, what they do, and then they're given a challenge problem, a real challenge problem identified by one of the NSA mission elements for them to work on. And last year, the group made some great progress on an area that was of interest to NSA, and this year they're making great progress again, though they have a few weeks left to finish up.
And how would you characterize the people going through this? Do you have some veterans in there? Are they mostly people from high school going directly into four-year programs? How do you describe them demographically?
It's a great mix. For example, I know from interacting with students at the schools that it's a wide variety of demographically. And in the intern program, I think it's representative of that. This year, we have students that are going into their junior year of undergraduate. We have some master's degree students, and we have one PhD student in the program this year.
You know, I have to say right now, the most famous cyber expert who's worked at NSA has to be Edward Snowden. I'm just wondering how that episode has impacted students' interest in the NSA and in the curricula.
I really haven't seen any change in interest one way or the other. Many of the students who are interested in this are interested because it's the technology they're interested in. It's not, you know, the political aspects of the job. So personally, I don't think I've really seen any change in interest or any change in attitude towards the program.
They don't view the NSA skeptically, in other words.
I haven't seen that from the students that participate in the program.
And getting to the details of some of this curriculum, this deep understanding of operating systems and down into the network, you haven't gotten to the electrical engineering stage where it would be hardware, or is that also part of it?
That is part of it. What we found is most of the schools that are applying for designation as a center of excellence in this area are applying from their computer science departments. Though we do have knowledge units that relate more to electrical engineering, we do have some communications knowledge units, communications-related knowledge units. We have a knowledge unit related to hardware analysis and hardware reverse engineering. So we do have that, but for whatever reason, it seems to be the computer science departments that are applying today.
And does it seem just a little ironic to you that the hackers, again, the people trying to attack federal networks and military networks and intelligence networks, exhibit the kind of knowledge you're trying to impart already, and they may or probably didn't go to college if they know how to get into the operating system and cause buffer overflows and the rest of it?
Yes. I get the question sometimes, you know, are you afraid that, you know, you're teaching the people to hack? But my response to that is this information's all out there anyway. I mean, they can self-teach themselves. There are a myriad of books on all these topics. There are seminars and tutorials at conferences that teach, you know, hacking techniques and reverse engineering and malware analysis. And there are programs in schools that, regardless of our Center of Excellence program, there are programs within universities and colleges around the country that focus on these areas anyway. So our program is really trying to bring some focus into a cohesive program that we would like to see some schools put together all in one place.
And so you plan to open more centers across the nation. How many students do you hope to be able to serve through the centers when you're done adding on, I guess, getting up to 25 schools?
When we get up to 25 schools, most of the schools, the graduates through this program, it's not like their entire computer science department goes through this program. You know, some students will study other aspects of computer science. So while they might turn out a large number of computer science graduates, the numbers going through this program are actually relatively small. It right now in the tens, we hope to get it into the hundreds, and we think that'll be sufficient to meet the critical needs of the military, law enforcement, and intelligence communities.